other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the third day of April 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. We have one of the veterans with no criminal record, honorably discharged with no mental records, who was kidnapped by the government, kept in a facility for 2 days while his guns were taken, and charged for being put in the hospital out of the clear blue sky. This is happening to veterans all over the United States, and they're getting these wellness check orders that, hey, you got to come in and get a mental checkup and prepare to turn your guns in if we find that you have a mental problem. And in a lot of the wellness checks, they're not even telling them that. You just show up, and they say, are you ever down? Yeah, my son was in a car wreck. Oh, you're down. Your guns are gone. Yeah, I got a divorce. You know, my wife left me. I've been pretty down. Your guns are gone. You have to know when you go to any pediatrician, any doctor, a lot of them aren't globalist, aren't authoritarians, so they're not spying on you. I mean, a regular doctor knows if you come in and say, I want to kill myself, you know, to call the police. You don't need to have Homeland Security and the VA there putting their operatives in everywhere to get your guns. So serious veterans alert with a victim of this. David Schmecker coming up in the second hour for 30 minutes. And then I've got something that's a little bit fun, but it's also painful. And I don't normally cover goofy things unless it educates people. And I heard last week, hey, Alex, cover the Reptoid Secret Service agent. And I didn't even go look it up. I'm like, no, I have serious things to do. I was just talking to a senior Secret Service person the other day. Oh, it's amazing. Anyway, side issue. And so people kept sending me the video, so I happened to watch it yesterday afternoon. We're going to be playing it coming up. And I went, I've seen that guy before. The one they're saying is a Reptoid. He says extremely male features. I go, I've seen that guy before. That's a Secret Service agent that's spoken out. And ladies and gentlemen, I snapped my fingers for about 20 minutes doing a search on YouTube. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, I found him and we've got his name. And he is a guy that quit and spoke out for the Second Amendment. And it's probably a psyop against him or something. The point is that then Glenn Beck gets in on the game, and I'm trying to not attack Glenn Beck, okay? Even though he's done dirty tricks to me behind the scenes and stuff. Obviously sees me as competition. Man, I wish there were 50 Glenn Becks that were actually fighting the New World Order. I mean, I get other talk show hosts on, like Michael Savage and George Norrie, to promote them because they'll talk about real issues. I don't sit here attacking Rush Limbaugh. I don't sit here attacking Bill O'Reilly and people. It's just not what I do. But every time, there's my mouse, every time I watch something he's doing, I mean, I could see the scripting there.
You know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't know, and I don't care.
You don't know what my deal is, you jackass? When you have been trying to hold me down for at least 6 years? I mean, I've talked to your confidants, famous people. Every time you get around some famous person, you start running me down and saying people shouldn't come on my show. And you blocked me from going on Fox as a guest one time when I was there for that. You jerk. But that's not the issue. He goes, oh, they believe in Reptoids and the Bilderberg Group and the Illuminati and the New World Order. I mean, he's basically the ADL. That's why they've given him so much attention as the opposition. I mean, you know, you're probably like a Hal Turner. You probably got a high-level national security clearance, buddy. In Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
We are kicking off this worldwide transmission. Thank you so much for joining us on this April 3rd, 2013 global broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. David Schmecker, a honorably discharged businessman with no criminal record and no psychiatric record, was kidnapped by the government and his guns taken after a psychiatric evaluation. Every veteran in the U.S. is getting two different letters. They're getting one or the other, or both in some cases. And we've opened the phones up. You've heard the callers call in, the veterans. They've all gotten the letters. Every veteran I know has gotten the letter. Jakari Jackson's dad, who's a military veteran, has gotten the letter. And they are telling him, come in for your well check, and you're going to get a psychological evaluation. And if you say that you've been down in any way, your guns are gone. And, in fact, some people don't even say that, and they're taking your guns. So incredible Nazi-like, Soviet-like, authoritarian-like purge of the veterans, because the globalists absolutely hate your guts because they know you're patriotic. Even though you've been misguided in some of these wars and things, no one can doubt your patriotism and the fact that you're men and women and that you're willing to fight. And the criminals are scared of that. And in every authoritarian takeover, there is a purge. There is a purge of the last generation of veterans and police. It always happens. Fascist, socialist, communist, you can in kleptocracies like Mexico. This is what goes on. And we're going to be breaking that down here today. Now, let's go ahead and let me just give you some of the headlines, some of the stacks here we're going to be covering here on the broadcast today. Poll, almost one-third of Americans believe in New World Order. And that's out of the pro-Obama outfit, the Public Policy Polling, a group that actually refused to even let us survey a poll with them that we were going to do as a test. And the questions that we'll go over some of later are completely sniveling and designed to make you answer no. But it says that around a third believe in a world government conspiracy and a new world order. Folks, I have every world leader out there basically calling for a world government and saying that's a new world order. I have Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan bragging that they have established that. And so, really, out on the street, it's more like 80% of people I talk to know about the global government now. I mean, you know that. Even if somebody isn't awake, they know that global corporations are running the show and globalism, and they've heard the call for global government. When I say 80%, around 50% know what's going on from my own on-the-street surveys and think it's bad. The other 30% or so of the 80% to 90%, they say, of course, world government's coming. Collectivism is a good thing, and the natural system is to have a world government. And then I argue with them about the fact, okay, so we go from agrarian to city-states to nations to empires to global government. This is an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy run by 6 megabanks that control the issuance of currency and credit. We don't need to go there. This is a really bad situation. Nations are like firewalls or bulkheads in a ship so that fire or water can't flood the whole thing if there's a breach. And without an exception, they usually say, oh, don't try to show off with big words, fancy pants. You're just mad the Republicans lost. And I go, listen, both major parties in every country that are controlled by globalists are controlled. And that's how they control us. I want liberty. Collectivism brings nightmare societies where even if you get nice collectivists in at first, bad guys then take over and it creates a living hell. That's the cycle. You can have a philosopher king that redistributes, and sometimes you have a golden age for a few decades. I'll be honest, that has happened. But it always degenerates into hell on earth shortly after because criminals get the idea they can get control, and they do take over. And the paramilitary force that the egalitarian uses to dominate and bring in their system, you know, to break a few eggs and make the omelet, people are always penalized and enslaved to build this so-called utopia. The enforcers then take over. That's why third world countries can never get their act together, even though they have incredible resources and interesting cultures. And they literally smile at you and say, oh, you're mad, we're taking over, you lost. Because they really associate their personal power with the power structure. And I'm going to shoot a special report after the show tonight, where we're going to show clips of the globalists calling for world government, there's hundreds of these, describing corporate tyranny, the Davos Switzerland group calling for it, Bilderberg internal minutes that we've gotten out of the National archives from our boffins, all of this, and I'm going to show the media saying it doesn't exist, and then show the media saying world government run by private banks is what's happening, but it's a good thing. And we've played these clips before, but I want to do an actual report with, like, I don't know, we'll be conservative, maybe 15 clips of calling for New World Order, global government. Calling for world government and defining world order as a world government. Global governance, and admitting the banking crisis of 08 is to usher in the world government implosion of all nation states with a new global XM bank based out of the euro with the IMF, World Bank, and Private Federal Reserve. I mean, it's all in policy reports. Dave, and we're going to show you, I mean, Paul Watson's article breaks a bunch of this down, where bankers declare that they have conquered the United States and Europe We're going to be basically showing those clips that are in that article in this piece I'm going to put together this afternoon with Rob Dew and Darren McBreen, and then we're going to premiere it on the nightly news tonight, or they may stay up late doing it. Either way, we're going to air it on the radio tomorrow. Here on the radio, Mike Adams is coming in with a bunch of breaking news and real ways to fight back against the tyrants. Then he will play the 10-minute reporter, so we'll try to keep it down to about 10 minutes here on the broadcast tomorrow. So it may premiere tonight, but regardless, it'll air tomorrow for the full radio audience. But I'm going to shoot for tonight to make it short and sweet. In fact, I had my whole stack here, and I was back there. Did I give that to the crew? No, here it is. Here's just some of the stack that I printed off this morning that I wanted them to add to their article. Document cam, please. The Vatican calls for world government. Forbes. And then it's got the text calling for global government based on the euro. Bankers declare U.S. Europe conquered. This has more than 18 video links and text links with world leaders admitting their plan for a private corporate world government. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. World government now an open secret. I'm going to call Paul Watson up. I think I'm going to have him add to the article he did today, where they're coming out and saying, oh, a third of Americans, you know, believe in a new world order. Oh, how terrible. They're such kooks. I mean, I guess a third of Americans that responded to your jilted survey, which was made to make people look stupid that are aware of the governing system of the planet that happens to be authoritarian, those are people that happen to have been actually well-informed. But you have to be hiding under a rock to not know what's happening. I mean, here it is. Goldman Sachs rules the world, Bank of England next. And then it's got links to all the mainstream news articles where they declare that private banks have conquered us through fraud. Pope calls for global authority on the economy. That is Reuters, but it doesn't exist. World Bank president admits agenda for global government. Trichet calls for corrupt BIS to boss global government in CFR speech and says global governance. We can do it. The New York Times, Ban Ki-moon, calls for global government and global taxes. Rothschild's ruse difficulty of activating global governance agenda. That's a quote at Copenhagen. UN blueprint, dismantle middle class, build world government, with actual links to them saying it. Fox News, Danish text of the treaty. Report, third of U.S. West Coast hit with thyroid problems. That's another one of our top stories we're going to be getting here today. But see, this is about, what did Jim Carrey do a few weeks ago? And he's now threatening to sue the media, Fox News and others, if you criticize him. Doesn't believe in the First Amendment either. He's an authoritarian mental patient. I mean, it's on record. The guy locks himself in dark rooms for days. He's completely out of his mind. Buzz Bissinger, who says he wants me killed, and the host of the show on CNN agreed, yeah, let's kill Alex Jones. I would be arrested if I said that. Spends $600,000 a year, he admits, on women's clothing. And again, Buzz, I'm not even judging you for liking to dress up in women's clothing. I understand that's trendy. It's just the $600,000. Well, that's some conspicuous consumption. And then you're bragging about your actions. I mean, the point is, these are a bunch of lunatics. And what did he do? In the piece where they demonize Charlton Heston, they have the crowd for 5 minutes laugh at Charlton Heston that Jim Carrey's playing. And people watch that and go, I don't want to get laughed at. I better turn my gun in. And that's what the media does in all these sitcoms, dramas, cop shows, but news shows as well. They make fun of people and demonize people who believe in a global corporate governance. I mean, exactly what the old timers 50 years ago at the John Birch Society said was coming has now come and is now here. And the media then just laughs at us and says it doesn't exist. And that's the same thing here. I have a clip of Glenn Beck covering this, laughing at people that believe in the Bilderberg Group and Illuminati, and he laughs and says it doesn't exist. This is days ago, last week. And I'm not here to bash Glenn Beck, but I mean, that's pure gatekeeping bull. Glenn Beck wants you to believe the world government is only George Soros when it's Bill Gates, It's all of them. Okay? And that's why he's attacking me. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, I love it. Good old Ted Nugent. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars Nightly News. Find listing details at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, baby, I can judge you. You know what? I'm going to get to the news here in a moment. Crank up Ted for a minute. I don't want to call the New World Order's bluff, because they've got contingencies for that, and it's going to kill a lot of people. But if they try to have a hard, hot takeover of this country following a bunch of staged false flags, that is the better course. It is the lesser of two evils. And I don't believe in the lesser of two evils unless you're only presented with that and you have no other choice. And that's why in just the last few years there have been 70 plus million background checks with people buying firearms out there. They know who the enemy is. They know there's been a takeover. They turn on any sitcom or drama or cop show and see the founding fathers and liberty and families and men and gun ownership demonized. People aren't stupid. The over-the-topness of the globalist propaganda has been and will be their undoing. All right, let me just, again, I just looked at one headline and went off a rabbit trail for 12 minutes on that. Let me just try to give you the headlines again here. Let me just try as best I can the magnitude of these headlines. I spent an hour this morning reading this one article and following the links, wishing it wasn't true. This news is so incredible that there should be anyone who loves their children. I've got to just give you the public service announcement. There needs to be, it's too late now, an evacuation from the West Coast. And it shows you how humans will just sit there and kill themselves to live. And I knew the numbers when I had top radiologists and nuclear experts on at the time. I knew the numbers a year and a half, 2 years ago. How long ago was Fukushima? And I knew that there would be quite a bit of radiation coming down over Texas, actually. But nothing compared to the West Coast. And, of course, it turned out that the federal government knew within 3 months, and it didn't come out for over a year, that all of the tuna coming from the Pacific, the bluefin, the yellowfin, that migrates back and forth between Japan and the West Coast of the United States, had off-the-charts levels of different radioactive isotopes in it, in some cases hundreds of times what they said was safe. So they just raised the level in fish for what they say is safe radiation-wise. And there have been mass deaths all over Japan. It's come out even in their media, but they just keep it quiet. The butterflies are heavily mutated. Most of the fish are mutated now. The frogs are mutated all over the country of Japan. Conservatively, the six reactors, five of them being heavily damaged, four of them completely melting down and exploding, in one case shooting fuel rods 2 miles. I went and looked up the MOX-3 reactor, looked up its diagrams, blew up the video, said within 12 hours of it happening. That is not just the containment rods stored on top, the spent fuel rods, over 500,000 stored at the facility, 200,000 on top of the MOX-3, it was number 3 reactor, MOX reactor, plutonium-uranium reactor, as bad as it gets. It exploded in a mushroom cloud, and then they picked up the isotopes that meant that it had gone critical and actually had a chain reaction. And I had top European Union and British experts, like, let's get Dr. Busby back on about this immediately, by the way. And, I mean, they picked up the isotopes there. It was picked up in the radiology journals, the journals of, you know, the breakdown of the radiation, that they picked up that fission had happened. Chain reaction had happened. And children all over the country are just dropping dead on the playground. Their teeth are falling out. They're having bleeding out of their intestines. All the signs, all the fast-growing cells are dying. And the children just have cardiac arrest and fall dead. And then they're just mopped up quietly, and the Japanese soldier through it. Well, here's the new report. Third of U.S. West Coast children hit with thyroid problems following Fukushima. And all I said was, please protect your thyroid. And I was called a conspiracy theorist. And now these children, many of them, will die.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will get back into this incredible report that, again, I spent an hour this morning poring over, fact-checking, and I already knew these numbers were coming out about 6 months ago in a preliminary research. But again, the Fukushima reactor meltdown happened in 2011. In March of 2011. Wow, hard to believe it's already been 2 years. And they milk levels all over the country spiked, in some cases hundreds of times, the safe radiation level in places like Connecticut. It all depends where the trade winds come back down in the lower atmosphere. But all universities all over California, from Berkeley to San Jose College to the colleges up in Alaska, that's where the within weeks the currents from Japan. Japan's a lot closer to Alaska than it is to the west coast of Canada and the west coast of the U.S. The seals dying, people's hair falling out, the air traffic controllers' hair falling out, the people that work on the aircraft, their hair falling out, radiation poisoning. And so what did the Environmental Protection Agency do? And I'm going to do a report on this tonight showing all these documents. They're in there putting it together. I'm going to be on the Nightly News as a guest tonight, breaking this down, 7 o'clock Central, and then we'll cover it more tomorrow with Mike Adams when he sits in. It's just this is such a big deal. Report, third of U.S. West Coast children hit with thyroid problems following Fukushima, and that's in the Journal of Pediatrics Radiation and Public Health Project, and also information out of UC Berkeley. And it's got all the recordings of what happened, and it is just absolutely devastating. Again, with children, the thyroid particularly absorbs the radioactive isotopes, and they should have been saying everybody's got to go on TheraSafe. I know Homeland Security on the West Coast ordered it immediately and went on it. I mean, within days of Fukushima happening, Homeland Security ordered it and ordered its people on the West Coast to go on it. And that came out. But they weren't going to give you the memo. Just like when the dust is full of asbestos, concrete powder, pulverized glass, there's 6, 7, 8, 10 feet of it. Most of lower Manhattan had at least a foot of it. And you've got all the tsunami wreckage that took about a year to get across there. They didn't warn anybody. I mean, that had a lot of plutonium on it that takes billions of years to retrograde and to go into its half-life. And it all came right across the Pacific, the northern Pacific, right into the West Coast. Some of it also hit northern Mexico, but not as much as, I mean, northern California up is just off the charts. And people are delusional. They just think, oh, we can make an excuse for it. Kind of like vaccine damage. I mean, if you've got tens of millions of American kids, hundreds of millions of kids worldwide, damaged from vaccines on record, and the insert says it can give you neurological disorders, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré, but then when it happens to you, they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I mean, I can play a clip of 10 world leaders right now calling for world government, and they'll just say it doesn't exist, conspiracy theory. And that becomes the magic, you know, oh, I can drink a bottle of vodka every night and not get liver failure. That's a conspiracy theory. And you know what? You will end up getting liver failure. Just fact. But this is the age of the hoax. That's why the new magazine, the new InfoWars magazine, the April issue, is Welcome to Planet Hoax. Because that's what we've become. I mean, look at this. Still think that Fukushima nuclear meltdown of 2011 never affected the United States public? Young children born in the United States West Coast, this is up on InfoWars.com, right in the line of fire for radioactive isotopes, have been found to be 28% more likely to develop congenital hyperthyroidism than infants born the years before the incident. And that's just one indicator, folks. Same thing. Now, again, I said... Earlier, I said, do you know how much worse Fukushima is than Chernobyl? And I never gave the answer because I was scanning my brain for it and thinking of what Dr. Busby broke down and what the other nuclear private commissions broke down. Anywhere between 7 and 100 times, depending on how you break it down with computer models, because it's still belching the stuff out, and there's more of it coming across the ocean, and more of it, the really heavy stuff that fell quicker, onto all the rubble and onto all the garbage and onto all the tsunami wreckage that it just goes in a big circular vacuum cleaner. Around and 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 around the west coast of North America. I mean, it's horrible. And this is in the Journal of Pediatrics, Radiation and Public Health Project, UC Berkeley. I mean, I can just keep going over all this for you. And again, this comes out. It was first published in Natural Society. Report, third of U.S. West Coast children hit with thyroid problems following Fukushima. Now, here's the deal. 92%, in fact, show that to folks. There's 420-something operating reactors that are for energy. There's a couple hundred other smaller ones that we know of. Two of them are in Austin that nobody seems to know about. People call me a conspiracy theory for that. I've had people in restaurants twice walk up, once on the street, once in a restaurant, and say, you said there's a nuclear reactor. I asked my cousin that's a professor. He says you're a liar. Okay, fine. There's no reactors. I had a guy told the story come up and poke me in the shoulder and go, you're a liar. There's no goats that are part spider. And I would appreciate you lying. And I said, get out of my face. Oh, there's the U.S. NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And I guess that's why they call me a liar. Click on that. Show that. Do they even show the reactors in Austin on that? I don't think they do. I guess. They got the South Texas Project Unit, too. See, they're only listing power generators there. Just show them. Anybody can Google it. Type in University of Texas nuclear reactors. It'll show the J.J. Pickle. And then they don't want to talk about the one under UT because it scares all the yuppies. Ann Coulter, you know, she says the Japanese ought to be thankful for the radiation over there because it's, quote, good for you. Yeah, I guess if they shoot targeted radiation at some cancer, it's been shown to slow it down. The problem is that all my family that's been cooked with the targeted radiation, it starts leaking so bad in their brain or in their pancreas that that kills them. Because, you know, you fry a bunch of meat in there and it starts leaking. You know what? It's a conspiracy theory. Radiation's good for you. I agree with Ann Coulter. Report, third of West Coast children hit with thyroid problems following Fukushima. And you know what? I shouldn't be concerned about that. The study followed children born in California, Alaska, Washington, Hawaii, Oregon, between the first and 16 weeks after a horrific meltdown at Fukushima back in 2011. Published in the Open Journal of Pediatrics by researchers affiliated with the Radiation and Public Health Project, the information further lends credence to previous documentation regarding the way in which radioactive fallout ended up on U.S. soil. Well, yeah, we've got the Environmental Protection Agency raised radioactive isotopes between 25 and 2,500 times, depending on what isotope it was. Oh, you're worried about radiation that they're finding in the milk and the produce, all the stuff that hits the ground. Cows eat grass, it bioaccumulates in them, it's excreted in their mammary glands, their udders. I know that's a conspiracy theory, but that's where the milk comes from, is cows' udders. They eat grass. And then you drink that, and it bioaccumulates. Same thing with cabbage, lettuce, root vegetables, you know, rutabagas, things like that, onions. So, you know, I mean, my wife was in Europe when Chernobyl happened. And for a year, she was in Italy then. Her dad was a diplomat with the agriculture department. They had only frozen vegetables flown in from the United States and other areas in Asia and only powdered milk. Which said it was the old girls' school they went to at the time. And all over Europe, the children did not drink milk. And, you know, the adults said, well, we don't care. It doesn't affect us. Our tissue isn't as fast-growing. See, fast-growing cells are really jacked by radiation. That's why when Japan got A-bombed, most adults didn't die from radiation poisoning. It was little kids. Because they got fast-growing cells, folks, and it fries fast-growing cells. And so she told me about that. I went and looked it up, and sure enough, found TV shows from the time, you know, 60 Minutes and stuff reporting on Chernobyl a year later about Europeans have taken the precautions, and it showed the plume that went into Northern Europe and Southern Europe and Western Europe and Eastern Europe, and you know, it showed it, you know, there in Ukraine, and it showed what it did, and they estimate 1 million people have died from complications, and they've got the Chernobyl necklace, and they've got hundreds of square miles around Chernobyl that nobody can even go into, and the plants all grow weird from it. And conservatively, the lowest estimates are that Fukushima was 7 times Chernobyl. People are like, Alex, be a little, you know, what about the Rangers? What about, you know, how are the Rangers going to do this year? Okay, fine, the Rangers. You know, what about the NFL? I mean, what do you think is going to happen with the NFL draft? I mean, look, I could care less, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not because I don't like football. I get the fun of betting your buddies $20 and sitting around drinking beer and, you know, eating fried chicken and watching a football game. I get it. I've done it. The point is there's radiation raining down on us. Japan is having massive problems, and it's all just swept under the rug, and so is everything else. The tyranny, the drones, the oppression, the sodium fluoride in the water, all of this is just swept under the rug. And the establishment itself has become completely, completely delusional. And the guys have pulled up some statistics here on peer-reviewed national organization of local, state, and federal employees has access to internal EPA emails, claims that the new standards of results are nearly 1,000-fold increases for exposure amounts, 900 to 3,000 to 100,000-fold hike of exposure of iodine-131 and almost 25,000 rise for exposure of radioactive nickel-63 in drinking water. See, I love how everything becomes a rumor. I saw a Washington Blogs article the other day that had a link to a video, FEMA video from my film Road to Tyranny, that said it is claimed that FEMA teaches that the Founding Fathers were terrorists when it's real footage shot by a firefighter at a law enforcement event with FEMA demonizing it, and I show the training manuals, and it's on record, but it becomes a rumor. And then, see, I told the guys, I said, go find the Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration, they were involved. It's on their website. I know this is a year and a half old, but this is on, we wrote articles about it. Just type in Infowars.com after it. See, that's some site. And I told the guys, I find that they're doing a great job, but they find something where someone says, internal emails people claim showed this. It's not a rumor. It's not a rumor the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. It was in the San Diego Herald Tribune 6 months after it happened when the commanding officers of the ships got off and said it was all a lie, we weren't attacked. But no one ever had the newspaper article, so it became a rumor until they declassified it in 2004. That it was all staged. So good job finding that, guys, but let me give you the exact headline. Hold on. Just add an Infowars.com behind it and click web because it'll be old. Type in government raises radiation, safe radiation levels after Fukushima. Infowars.com, and then it will go to our articles by Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, and others, linking directly to the Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration. But the first one was the Environmental Protection Agency. But see, this is how knowledge works. It just becomes a rumor. Like, it's a rumor there are FEMA camps, and Glenn Beck can get up there and say, there are no FEMA camps, Alex Jones is a dangerous liar, when I have the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Civilian Labor Camp Program. I mean, type this in. You'll be at army.mil and FEMA.gov. Army Manual on Gun Confiscation. Army Manual on Reeducation Camps in America. You'll be at army.mil. Civilian inmate labor camp program, you'll be at army.mil. The program was secret from the 70s to 1998 when Clinton declassified it to hide it in plain view. That's an ongoing program with slaves on military bases, secretly right now, but it's now declassified. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act. You want me to keep going with some executive orders here? I mean, I'm just laying on you. Fact, 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 fact. And then I get attacked by neocondom, the neo-kingdom. The gatekeepers who sit up there and say, Alex Jones is nuts. You know, I was reminded of Glenn Beck this morning, the clip where he said there isn't 1.5 million bullets. Alex Jones is a liar. We're going to play that coming up at the bottom. And I'm not here to attack Glenn Beck, except he is attacking me, I've learned now, every week, telling his listeners, you can't trust Alex Jones. No, you can't trust Glenn Beck. And I'm on a lot of the same stations with him. For program directors, you know it, you hear it. I didn't start this. Okay, the bullets are real. The FEMA camps are real. Fukushima's real. I'm real, buddy. And I know effeminate men don't like real men. I get it. You trollop. Get out of my way. I'm trying to save this republic. All right? We'll be right back with more news. Stay with me.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've got this veteran coming on, one of the many victims with no due process, no reason, no adjudication, because they just take your guns. The purge is on. You're going to be replaced with robots and drones, self-aware, autonomous, picking their own targets. The future doesn't need us. By the way, McDonald's wants I mean, I can't even say this headline. It's so insane. Out of the Washington Examiner. McDonald's want ad demands bachelor's degree, 2 years experience to be a cashier for $9 an hour. That's what your degree is. You're paying $200,000, $300,000 are going to be good for. And then the next article I have here, robots to take over jobs in human service industry, increasing the percentage of unemployed Americans. Yeah, this is the phase out of humanity. But first they're going to bankrupt us and make us dependent. But getting back to why I'm so upset about the Fukushima radiation that's so bad on the West Coast and all the radiation meters that went off and the rest of it is that they said there's no problem from the start, kept it secret how high it was in the seafood, and lied to everybody while the government went on thyroid protectors themselves, just like the dust on 9/11, which it now came out they knew was killing people and was going to fill people's lungs. And they told the firefighters and police and rescue workers, don't worry, you don't need masks, it's not bad. And people went, okay. Yeah, there it is. Fukushima fish with 2,500 times the radiation limit found 2 years after the nuclear disaster. And there is from NOAA, the radiation meter pickups from the buoys. That's directly from the federal government, the radiation. Look at it, just hitting everywhere. Absolutely devastating to have this type of stuff going on. And then meanwhile, the government's now got 2 billion, 200 million plus rounds they bought. Finally, the White House has responded and said, okay, well, we bought them to get a better deal, even though it actually more than doubled the price when they caused the run on the ammo. It doesn't matter. Glenn Beck says, I'm a liar because we broke this story. Here it is.
It's amazing because he runs InfoWars, and really smart people have come up to me and said, you know, I just saw this on something from InfoWars. Do you know anything about it?
I'm like, yes.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Immediately.
Somebody came up to me just 2 days ago and said, we just bought like 1.5 billion rounds of Homeland Security. And I said, I don't know, it might be. Well, I got it from InfoWars. And I'm like, okay, well,
no.
Then I can tell you right now, it's most likely not true.
There you go. And I have a new clip we're going to play in about 45 minutes where he says that there's no Bilderberg Group or Illuminati. And every year we go to Bilderberg and cover it. Glenn Beck gets freaked out because, you know, just on Justin TV we'll get 3.5 million viewers. I mean, just in a day or two, just with a video stream. Glenn Beck goes on air and says it doesn't exist. Because I guess Peter Thiel, the big libertarian Bilderberg Group member, has got his thumb all over the liberty movement. I mean, I just don't even know what to say anymore. Okay, all right, there are no bullets, there's no Bilderberg Group, and there's no global government either, Glenn. Oh, but you're not gatekeeping, Glenn. Sure, I'm the liar. Oh, by the way, he calls me a fascist and a piece of garbage. Because, folks, the globalists know I'm for real.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.